Homelessness, Human Rights, and Immigration in the USA. Written by Dina S. Morris. Narrated by Sky Alley. Introduction. People often refer to the United States of America as a country of immigrants. During the last four centuries, people have traveled great distances to reach the United States to escape war, avoid political persecution, and find the freedom to practice their faith. Still others came for the possibility of acquiring their own property or just for the prospect of finding a job and elevating themselves out of poverty. And immigrants continue to arrive. However, the lives of immigrants and refugees who have just arrived in the United States may be fraught with difficulty, particularly for those who have brought with them a limited amount of assets. The hostility many immigrants endure makes the linguistic, cultural, and economic challenges they confront much more difficult to overcome. Ironically, many Americans fear and detest newly arriving immigrants. The combination of cultural and language difficulties with prejudice results in many immigrants being stigmatized and shunned within communities that are composed mostly of other immigrants. The population of the United States born in another country now stands at 42.1 million, and this demographic is continuously growing. Immigrants make up around 1/7 of the state's population in Washington. In addition, according to the census completed in 2010, King County has been the 6th greatest beneficiary of refugees in the United States since 1984. Immigrants encounter a distinct set of problems that put them at an increased risk of living in poverty. The difficulties they experience include obtaining employment that pays less, having difficulty communicating due to language gaps, having concerns about their legal status and cultural differences, and having trouble accessing services provided by the federal government and state governments. Although each of these obstacles stands on its own as a substantial barrier, they may become insurmountable when they are brought together and prevent many immigrants from achieving job, economic, and social security. The prospect of being homeless is always there for new Americans, and it is all too easy for that possibility to materialize. On top of that, despite an increase in the number of unhoused immigrants and refugees, there is a lack of national and state information about the relationships between homelessness and immigration. As a direct result of this, immigrant populations are among those who face the highest probability of becoming homeless. This is because their needs and special difficulties are not documented enough or examined. Consequently, they are not understood. This is because their requirements and particular hurdles are not sufficiently recorded or explored. This book is an effort to make up for that shortcoming in other areas of life. It examines the issues that immigrants face, some of which may result in homelessness, and it offers some ideas as to how such difficulties might be overcome. It sheds light on the segments of the immigrant community who are at greater risk of becoming homeless. It looks at the factors such as language, legal status, and cultural differences that prevent people from receiving access to services and keeping their residence stable. After becoming homeless, immigrants face several challenges and discrimination, including a lack of access to homeless shelters and a lack of coordinated aid. This article investigates these challenges and examines the prejudices that immigrants face. In this fourth and last portion, we will provide some recommendations for overcoming the challenges that were covered in the previous sections. In the end, this book aims to start a conversation about the challenges that contribute to the issue of homelessness in immigrant communities and how these challenges worsen the problem. It was not the purpose of the homeless support programs and services that are available now to cater to the specific needs that immigrants experiencing homelessness had when they were established. In addition, the rules and regulations of the United States do not provide genuine solutions to the issue of homelessness plaguing the immigrant population in the United States. We can only have any hope of getting these recently arrived Americans into secure housing and giving them an opportunity to construct the future they envisioned when they come to this country if we recognize the special problems that homeless immigrants confront and come up with ways to help them. It is only by doing so that we will have any chance of successfully accommodating these newly arriving Americans. Chapter 1. Variety of Communities.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?